WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe your boss gives you that impossible deadline, your internet decides to take an extended vacation, or your favorite coffee shop runs out of oat milk. Ugh, the struggle is real, right? But what if I told you there's a way to face those challenges with more grace and resilience? It's not about becoming some superhuman stoic monk, but rather about tapping into that inner strength we all have within us. And guess what? Stoicism can actually help us do just that. Today, we're diving deep into practical stoic practices that can help you build a fortress of inner strength to weather any storm life throws your way. Think of it as your daily dose of mental armor, because trust me, you're gonna need it. First things first, let's talk about self-awareness. Ever heard the saying, know thyself? Stoics took this seriously. They believe that understanding your own thoughts, emotions, and triggers is key to controlling them. It's like being a detective of your own mind, figuring out what makes you tick and what throws you off balance. Next up, we've got the power of negative visualization. Sounds kind of bleak, right? But hear me out. Stoics believe that mentally preparing for potential setbacks could actually help us handle them better when they inevitably happen. It's like a mental fire drill. By running through worst-case scenarios in our minds, we become more resilient and less likely to be blindsided. Think of it as building mental immunity. Now, let's talk about living in the present moment. We all get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past, but Stoics emphasize the importance of focusing on the now. They believe that dwelling on things outside our control only leads to unnecessary stress and anxiety. So, how do we do this? Mindfulness exercises, deep breathing techniques, these can help us ground ourselves in the present moment and savor the good stuff instead of constantly chasing the next thing. Speaking of things outside our control, remember that Stoicism isn't about being passive or accepting everything that happens to you. It's about understanding what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions. Instead of focusing on trying to change external circumstances, Stoics focused on cultivating their inner strength and responding to challenges with wisdom and resilience. Finally, let's talk about gratitude. This one might seem like a no-brainer, but truly appreciating the good things in our lives, big and small, can make a world of difference. Stoics believe that focusing on what we have, rather than what we lack, could lead to greater happiness and contentment. It's like shifting your perspective from what I don't have to what I'm grateful for. Okay, let's put this into action with a real-life scenario. Imagine you're rushing to work only to get stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. You start to feel your stress levels rising, frustration kicks in, you're mentally replaying the day, and you might even be tempted to vent at other drivers. But hold on. Remember what we talked about. First, take a deep breath. Acknowledge those feelings of frustration, but don't let them control you. You can't change the traffic situation, so focus your energy on what you can control, your reaction to it. Try listening to some calming music, using this time for mindfulness, or even mentally reviewing your to-do list. By choosing to respond with grace and calm instead of letting anger take over, you're cultivating that inner strength we talked about. So remember, folks, life's gonna throw curveballs, it's inevitable. But by embracing these stoic practices, self-awareness, negative visualization, living in the present, focusing on what you can control, and practicing gratitude, you can transform those challenges into opportunities for growth and resilience. You're stronger than you think. Now head out there and make today your best day yet. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep striving for that inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.